Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does it this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, we made it through the storm.
We certainly did, but possibly not the last one, so let's not count our snowflakes before they hatch here.
And last week, I left everybody with a challenge. Start with the name of the Bon Jovi hit, Bed of Roses. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell things you might find in a well-stocked fridge. What are the words?
Well, this gets the award for most awkward plurals in an answer, I think, because the words you're looking for are foods and beers.
So I still get an award?
So to speak, I guess. Such as it is. All right, Ian, on March 9th, 1995, Major League Baseball announced two new expansion teams, one for each league. The American League team was originally known as the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. They dropped the word devil from their name after the 2007 season. The Rays' first decade was marked by 9 last-place division finishes and 1 fourth place, but the 2008 season, their first as the Rays, saw them not only win the AL East division, but also make it all the way to the World Series, where they were defeated by the Philadelphia Phillies in 5 games. To commemorate the founding of the Tampa Bay Rays, this week our questions are about famous Rays. A 1980 miniseries titled The Martian Chronicles, a 1962 episode of The Twilight Zone titled I Sing the Body Electric, and the 1966 film Fahrenheit 451 are some of the many adaptations of works by what prolific science fiction writer?
That's Ray Bradbury.
It is indeed, and Fahrenheit 451 was directed by François Truffaut, and that was his first color film and his only English language film. It was a pleasure to watch. Actor and comedian Jonah Ray is the new host of what comedy series, revived in 2017 thanks in part to a Kickstarter campaign, in which Ray and his robot companions watch B-movies while making jokes and snide comments.
Oh, you're a fan.
I am indeed.
Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Oh, look at that, the number and everything. The Midwestern unincorporated community of Ray is divided into two parts by state line road. The southern part of Ray lies in Steuben County, Indiana, and the northern part is in Branch County in what state?
Illinois?
Nope.
Let's see, Ohio?
No. I think the only state in the entire Midwest that you didn't name was Michigan, which is the answer that we want. The Michigan side of Ray has its own post office, but the Indiana side doesn't. So the Indiana residents are served, some of them, by a post office in Michigan, but not the one in Ray.
That's amazing.
Quote, anything I can do, Ray can do better, is a quote from Charles Eames about his sister Ray Eames. Together, the Eameses are known as influential American designers, architects, and filmmakers. The Eameses may be best known for a chair, officially known as the Eames Lounge and Ottoman, which is manufactured by what company? Also famous for the Aeron chair.
A public radio slam dunk. Herman Miller.
Yes. And finally, folk singer Gene Ray was one half of the duo Jim and Gene, who were reportedly the inspiration or part of it for both Mitch and Mickey in the 2003 film A Mighty Wind, and a duo also named Jim and Gene in 2013's Inside Llewyn Davis. Additionally, Gene Ray was, according to her brother, the inspiration for the song Cinnamon Girl by what singer-songwriter?
Neil Young.
Yes. And another Neil Young song, Cowgirl in the Sand, was written while he was visiting Gene Ray's family. Well, Ian may not be the subject of a Neil Young song that we know of.
Yet.
What about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions, which is managed by Ray Graff, for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Devil Ray. Change one letter to an N, and you can spell a word for where harvests often take place. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.